First came the book, Brace for Impact. Surviving the crash of the industrial world. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial world. And now, The Daily Impact, the podcast. This is Tom Lewis with The Daily Impact for Monday, August 8th, 2011. A legacy of industrial agriculture energized by climate change, a continent-sized explosion of toxic algae is besieging the freshwater lakes of North America, sickening people, killing animals, and wrecking tourist and recreation-based local economies. Although each eruption is big news in local papers, the unprecedented extent and severity of the epidemic has drawn no attention from national news media or political figurines. The bad actor is a microorganism known variously as pond scum, green slime, blue-green algae, and cyanobacteria. It is an ancient life form, one that is thought to have played a key role in oxygenating our infant planet, and it is found everywhere, especially in streams and lakes. Although it is a bacteria, it gets its energy from photosynthesis, hence the green color. Normally, it is benign, but when stimulated by synthetic fertilizers washing off mismanaged fields or city lawns, in waters heated by above normal temperatures and concentrated by evaporation in prolonged drought, the algae population explodes. If these euphemistically labeled blooms were simply a matter of clogging lakes with a hideous green scum, they would be bad enough. But certain cyanobacteria, such as Microcystis algae, produce toxins, and when the population explodes, so does the concentration of toxins. They are neurotoxins that affect the nervous system and can cause numbness, tingling, dizziness, that can lead to difficulty in breathing, heart problems, skin irritation, weakness, diarrhea, nausea, cramping, and or fainting, all or any of which require immediate medical attention. Children and pets are particularly susceptible, and significant exposure will kill them. Obviously, you do not want to touch or drink water from a lake or stream that has an algae bloom in it. The toxins cannot be removed from the water by boiling, filtering, or treating the water with camping-style filters. A municipal system can get the stuff out if it knows what it's doing and can afford the high cost. But you also want to think twice about eating fish from algae-infested water, and if you do eat the fish, you must remove all fat, skin, and organs where the toxins collect before cooking. Just boating on toxic waters is problematic, because if you kick up spray and inhale it, call 911. One lake with an algae advisory in place pleaded with people last week to come to the lake anyway and enjoy, bird watching. Or hiking, as long as you stay away from the water. How widespread is the problem? A brief survey of last week's developments. In California, county officials in Lake County announced they're going to try vacuum dredging to deal with algae blooms on Clear Lake. Oregon issued a health advisory prompted by high algae levels found in Diamond Lake near Crater Lake National Park. The Ohio Department of Health is looking into a case from Buckeye Lake and a case from Grand Lake St. Mary's between Dayton and Toledo. An advisory at Grand Lake St. Mary's urges people not to swim in the water. Oklahoma officials closed a beach at Skiatook Lake, while Oklahoma City's Water Quality Department found algae in Lake Hefner, Lake Overholser, Eufaula, Fort Gibson, and Keystone. Wisconsin health officials around Lake Winnebago are urging people to be cautious after blue-green algae blooms were found there. In Rochester, New York, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has declared itself to be pleased with the results of a system that removes algae from the waters off Lake Ontario beaches. This leading-edge answer to the problem of massive nutrient pollution by industrial agriculture is to pump algae-laden water away from the beach and out into the lake. The theory would appear to be out of sight, out of mind. So far, the Corps says the system has worked well. In a test at Ontario Beach, which has nevertheless been closed 8 times this summer. In Washington, D.C. on Friday, officials warned against swimming, water skiing, or other activities in or on or near a portion of the Potomac River and one of its tributaries because of a Microcystis algae bloom. In Canada, large algae outbreaks were reported last week in central Alberta, Ontario, and New Brunswick. This all constitutes, surely, one of the most massive poisonings of water ever recorded. Put it together with the enormous dead zones off our coasts, the tainted food, this week it's millions of pounds of Cargill turkey, the drug-resistant bacteria, and you have an industrial agriculture the equivalent of Attila the Hun plundering the Balkans. There are differences, however. People feared Attila because of what he did, and fought him, and occasionally defeated him. For more current news about the ongoing crash of the industrial world, read The Daily Impact on the web at www.dailyimpact.net. You can also find out more about or even buy the book Brace for Impact there or at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis reminding you, brace for impact.